Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. This morning's show is going to be very exciting. We have a beautiful guest who's going to be with us. We have Cynthia Siegel. She is a favored guest at the Good News Show, and we welcome all listeners to tune in and listen to the show. Call in during the live interview, and Cynthia will help you with your question, or if you don't have access to a phone, or if you're listening to the show from work and can't do that, you can always send an email, and we'll read it to Cynthia over the phone. So I just want to thank you for being loyal listeners. Today is August 31st, 2009. I can't believe the year is almost over. So we want to thank you for being with us. We have exciting things coming up, too. And I want to welcome my host, Sherry. Are you with us, Sherry?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to everybody that is here with us this morning. This is a beautiful day, and it's a great way to start the day. We have Cynthia with us, and I'm so excited to talk with Cynthia and have her back because she was with us about 6 months ago or maybe a little longer, and there's been so much exciting things that Cynthia's been doing that I can't wait to hear about, and you will also want to hear about it. Get a pencil and paper. You might want to write down some notes and things that she says because she has quite a bit of information, and as soon as she's on, we'll get her on.
Okay, Sherry, I think I see her. Let's see if we can bring her into the show. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia, our favorite guest.
I love doing this show with you guys.
I feel the energy. It's like I'm looking over the balcony and I see the lights and the colors are just lighting up for us right now.
Oh, that's great. We are very happy to have you back with us, Cynthia. And listeners, we do want you to know that Cynthia was with us sometime in the past. We do have a show in the archives. So after you hear this show, you can always go back to the archives and listen to her other show that she had with us. And you'll also get her contact information so you can go to her website and contact her and just move forward with using Cynthia to help you with your questions and steer you on your ship in your life. So, Cynthia, why don't we start with having you introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do.
All right. My name is Cynthia Siegel, in case we missed that first time through. I'm an intuitive consultant, which basically means I'm able to follow flows of energy. In other words, since we're all made of energy, sometimes we experience a thought that we hold on to, and that creates, I want to say, a block of energy in your body. And sometimes that expresses as a pain or a discomfort. It's anything but a positive feeling. And that's what using an intuitive consultant is able to clear for you. So whether you're witnessing that in your life as what should I do next or what is my next or what would be my best step forward with these two options, an intuitive consultant can help you see past that. There's an Albert Einstein quote I love to reuse, which is, a problem cannot be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. In other words, thinking got you into this mess, so thinking is not going to get you out. You have to go to a higher level, a more objective overview, and then you can see quite clearly from that.
Wow.
Can you repeat that quote? A problem cannot be solved. I'm taking notes and so are my listeners.
It's actually on my website, CynthiaSiegel.com, and Siegel is spelled S-E-G-A-L, CynthiaSiegel.com. And I'd appreciate your feedback because the website is 3 weeks old. We just launched the new look.
Yes, I did go through it, and positive feedback all the way. Positive feedback, it really is beautiful.
Thank you. So So the Albert Einstein quote is, a problem cannot be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it.
Beautiful.
Yes, which is why we create mastermind groups and think tanks, so that you have input from other sources that can be objective about your issue. And I would just like to add that something brand new has popped into my experience of consulting, and that is animal communication. I've been having an awful lot of fun in that direction, and most of the calls I get from clients are when their little puppy or pussycat is in the hospital, and they're doing all kinds of tests, and the doctor is sort of, well, I don't know, we're going to try this next. And they give me a call, and I'm able to communicate with the animal and let them know what is really happening, and then they can move forward from there.
Wow. Wow, that's...
Can you tell us a little bit, how did you know that you had this ability to be able to do this? How did this come about for you?
I was on the telephone with a girlfriend, and she said she was on her way to take her father to the doctor, and she was sounding stressed. She said she couldn't find her car keys. And I said, oh, they're on a white table behind some books. I actually saw them. And she said, no, they can't be on the white. They're, oh, my God, they're here. And both of us at the same time said, how did you know that?
Wow.
So these skills just kind of popped in on me. My background, briefly, is 30 years designing computer systems. So sort of from one end of the spectrum to the other. And when these skills first dropped in, I remember having a conversation with God, who I thought I'd been talking to my whole life. And I said, these are amazing skills, and I think you meant to give them to my neighbor. She's into all this woo-woo stuff. I'm a computer geek. I'm sure you can miss by one house. It's funny, when you spend your whole life, well, I spent my whole life waiting for my it. What is my gift? You know, what am I here on the planet to do? And when it finally arrives, to find yourself in a conversation going, no, I don't want that. What else have you got? Oh, it's just been a joyous ride. It's been wonderful being able to teach all the skills that I have to other people. And I intentionally do not call these psychic gifts. I call them skills, because I believe we all have these abilities. Certainly, if they could drop into a computer techie, anybody is available to them. And it's
right.
As simple as learning how to read and write. We had to learn how to do that. And these skills are easy to learn.
Yeah, that's when we got an email from somebody that emailed about this and wanted to know, she's calling from Fort Lauderdale, and she wanted to know, in awakening your own spiritual gifts, how do you go about that?
The best way to do that is to find quiet time. In other words, time when your mind is not in conversation with you. And there's many methods, whether it's meditation or just sitting silently, or some people focus on a dot, some people have a little mantra they repeat. But to find a time when the mind is not active. And that's really where it pops from. So you're in a space of, shall we say, a holy shift moment. And that has an F in it. I'm not quite sure what to do. If you could just take a few deep breaths and allow your inner guidance, your gut feeling, to come up with an answer. It's always there. It's always available. But sometimes we're so busy worrying that we don't create the space to listen.
Well, yeah, that's great, because so many people don't take that time to, and it can be just a few minutes. It doesn't have to be like hours long of sitting, but that just sitting with yourself and and being able to clear the mind. And sometimes it takes a little while for the mind to stop. You know, while you're trying to stop the mind, you're still going here and going there and thinking about this, and then finally it stops.
Yes, it's quite beautiful when it does.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful about it is that you don't notice it stopping. What you notice is when it starts thinking again, you notice mm-hmm. that there's been a pause. And that space, I call it the space between thoughts, is where healing happens. That's when your mind is not racing, the brain is allowed to relax and the body recharges itself. So it's actually very healthy for you to spend non-thinking time, which allows your body to recharge.
Right. I remember you saying that, the space between the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. I love that.
I remember that, too. I'd relate it to the space between the notes in a piece of music. It's
mm-hmm.
just as important as the notes,
mm-hmm.
if not more important.
Mm-hmm. True. Can I tell a...
So,
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Can I tell a little dog story?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I got a call from a woman who had just rushed their dog to the hospital, and she wanted to know what the possibilities were. So energetically, I went to check on the dog, and it's as though I follow, I want to call it like a blue laser beam. I just follow that and right into the person or the animal or even a tree, anything that is a sentient being, anything that's alive. And as I went towards the dog to check out energetically what was happening, the dog's energy met me outside his body. This was a new experience for me. Usually we meet inside the heart space. And he said that it wasn't necessary for me to come inside to find out what was wrong. And I instantly felt on my left paw, the tip of the paw were tingling like pins and needles, you know, when your leg falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to incredible heat. And then the whole thing shut off. And the dog said to me, "That's what my body is feeling like. And you don't have to feel that." Which is the most beautiful gift I've ever gotten from a little puppy. It was so sweet. And then in our connection, I saw him kind of with his nose nudge me in the direction of the owner, the woman, and said, "She needs your help now. I'm at peace."
Wow.
So I asked her what the doctor had said, and she told me the doctor suggested that, you know, they make peace with the dog. And I said, "Yeah, I don't think there's anything we can do at this point, and it won't be long, so prepare yourself." It was very sudden. And I said, "Call me back, you know, as soon as you know something." She called in a few hours, and she said, "Well, he's in puppy heaven." And I said, "That's great. You know, how are you feeling?" And she said, "Well, lost. It was so sudden." And I said, "How clever of your dog to create an instant exit. How
mm-hmm.
many of us would love that?"
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a new gift for you. That's very interesting, that, you know, you don't hear that much about. And so it's very interesting, Cynthia, that you're involved in being able to
communicate,
to bring that forth.
I just love it. It's animals have a lot less stories than people.
Right.
Collect. So it's easier
and baggage.
It's much easier to affect
and issues.
I have one friend who is very gay. I love him. He's fabulous. Others look up to him as a kind of a groundbreaking queen is the term. He's just a hoot to be with. And when he found out that I was doing animal communication, he said to me, "You are so not talking to my dog." It's delightful. Another puppy I had a conversation with, this owner was on their way for a little trip and always takes his dog with him. and he was worried because the last time they stayed in the same place, there was a big dog that actually took a chunk out of his dog, and he was worried the same thing would happen. And the little dog told me to tell him to get over it because he's ruining her vacation with all this unnecessary worry. That she's learned her lesson and she promises it won't happen again.
So are you able to do this through a phone call or do you have to be with the animal? No.
Nope. And it's the same as my clients, my people clients and their businesses. I have clients in 6 countries and all my sessions now are done over the telephone. Mm-hmm. And the dog doesn't even have to be present. All I require is that you're able to image holding the animal, and then I can connect to their energy.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I know we have a very big listener of ours that's out in California, and she's going to be very excited to hear this. She has a couple of animals, and she's very connected with her animals, so she will definitely be
now,
one of
Cynthia,
your clients.
Is this only with domestic animals, or is this happening with wild animals? It makes me think of a time when I walked out onto my patio late at night. It was very dark, and after several minutes, I looked down and saw something in the shadow, and as I leaned up, I was face-to-face with a baby owl.
Oh.
And I know there was a message. The owl even allowed me to go into my apartment, get my camera, which it was dark at night. I took the picture and it came out where I can see the owl in complete, in almost like it's in light, which shouldn't have happened with that camera. But that was a mystery in itself. But is there? Can you get communication from domestic animals and wild animals?
Absolutely. They don't know the difference.
Oh, gosh.
I was with some friends the other evening for dinner, and I'm doing a pet blessing ceremony at the Center for Spiritual Living in Wilton Manors in Fort Lauderdale at the end of October. And I was telling them about this because they have 3 cats. And you don't actually have to be there to receive the benefit of the blessing. If you let them know, they'll mention your pet's name during the ceremony. And the woman looked at me and she said, well, why would you want to know what your pets are thinking? And I thought, what an exciting time we live in. Some people are, you know, actually putting people's minds at ease by creating communication with their animals, and other people are still in the state of, I can best guess what's right for my animal.
Right. 2 different frames of mind.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's just delightful to see everyone coming along at their own pace. And it's all perfect. It's all wonderful. If you don't want to communicate with your pet, then that pet has chosen to be there for perfect reasons.
So I want to ask you something, Cynthia, about you talk about, you know, going intuitively talking about the blocks that we have that are built up that hold us back in our business and our personal life. And how do you work on finding out what that block is or to be able to move a person through that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Most of the sessions that I do are started with a question. In other words, the person has a question about something. It's either a specific question or it's just whatever's for my highest good, let's do it now. Just clean out whatever you want. What I see is sort of like, the best way I can describe it is you've heard that we're like an onion and you just peel away the layers till you get to the core issue. My gift, and this I haven't been able to teach yet, so that's why I'm kind of comfortable calling this the gift part of it. I can see the core, the very bottom basic piece that started the whole story that you're now carrying. And by bringing that to light, we release it. And then what happens is all the stories you've built up to support it have nothing to attach to anymore. And it's as though your heart just opens up and starts singing. There's a big space created. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
So how do I sit? It just comes up in conversation. And then I'm able to channel. It comes through as a sort of knowing for me. Sometimes it comes through as a picture. Sometimes I actually hear words. Sometimes I'll hear angels or guides with specific messages. I remember one time doing a session with someone, and this beautiful angel appeared, and it had to be the most impatient little angel I've ever seen. It was about 6 inches tall. And it wanted to get this woman's attention. It has been trying everything to get this woman's attention, that apparently the answer she was looking for, her neighbor had the answer. But she never thought to ask her neighbor. She was too busy asking everyone else she knew. And it's interesting because it was a question about her property, so you would think you'd start with a neighbor. Anyway, so this little angel kept flicking the tip of her nose. And the way I do my sessions, I would prefer to lead the person to awareness rather than say, in this case, well, do you ever find the tip of your nose like you're scratching it or it's itchy or anything? And she says, she said to me, you know, that she's looking around for this answer. And I said, well, have you tried just standing in the front yard? And she says, yeah, I do, but there's something in the air or something that bothers me whenever I look towards my neighbor. I don't know what it is. The tip of my nose gets itchy.
Wow.
So I said, yes, that's your little angel. He's trying to direct you towards that neighbor. So she had misunderstood and stopped looking in the direction of the neighbor because her nose started to itch. So
amazing.
She read it as she should not be going in that direction.
Oh, gosh, that's it's almost like a neon sign mist.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I mean about getting another opinion that could possibly create a different perspective for you. Because we're locked in the issue. It's difficult to see it from another level.
Right.
And I also, I know that you are helping, you're doing business consultations and personal consultations.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually a business intuitive consultant as well.
Yes.
And are you working with groups of people or is it still individual when you're working with, doing a business consultation?
It's usually the managing partners or the owner of the business. And what's interesting is that the business development is obviously linked to the person's ability to accept success. So if the person can accept a lot of success, then their business will be very successful. And if they're still carrying stories of, you know, you're not good enough or whatever the story is, then the business will reflect that. So really, healing the business is about healing the owner's story.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Very interesting.
I got an interesting call from a gentleman in Spain who was looking for investments. The foreign clients are just viewing this whole economy quite differently than, I want to say, the mass of Americans. My foreign clients they're just so excited that the whole world is on sale now. They just want a place to put a shovel in and start working. Just give me that spot, and I'm going to start working, which is very refreshing, as opposed to the Americans, which still some are stuck in huge fear. You know, the government is not supporting me. The banks are not supporting me. My health insurance is not supporting me. As opposed to taking charge of your life and saying, well, I'm going to create my life to support me, rather than depending on someone else to do it. It's very much like the little child that never grew up and is still waiting for daddy to give them everything. Mm-hmm. And so this gentleman called from Spain wanted to know where to invest the money that he had. And I saw, funniest thing, but I saw pastries lined up on a huge conveyor belt going into boxes. And I said to him, you know, does that mean anything to you? And he said, oh, my God, I just heard about that as a business opportunity. It's actually this company that makes pastries, and they ship them all over. And they were looking for investment funds. So he was quite delighted that that came up in the reading. And the beautiful thing about the readings that I do is I intentionally ask to not give me any information. Don't give me any stories. Because Cynthia loves the details, but you don't want Cynthia engaged. You really want Cynthia to operate as a channel for you. Sometimes people get upset because I don't want to hear the details, but then when they understand how the process works, that, you know, I'm happy to hear all the details later. Let's get the answer first.
Go right to the answer.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, that's great, Cynthia. There's so much there that, you know, especially in this time now that, you know, I just find that people are gravitating. They want to know. They want to, you know, they want to clear out more than ever. I think people are willing to do things differently or hear things differently than traditional or, you know, so they're more open to all this possibility of hearing it from someone like yourself. And I love that, you know, when you're talking to someone like yourself and you can get that aha moment, you know, and it's a confirmation also that, you know, you're in, this is the path that you're supposed to be taking, and or, you know, you just get some insight. I love that
direction.
Clearing out
is one thing, but having the direction, it's where do you go, what do you do after you do the clearing?
Exactly.
I think that's where you come in, where you can actually cross that bridge and show them a new path or point them in the direction. And it's a wonderful gift that you have, Cynthia.
Thank you, and I still prefer to call it a skill.
Okay.
I don't actually believe that all those famous psychics are gifted. I really believe they just have a skill set that they've developed. Anyone on the planet can get in touch with their own inner guidance. And that's actually one of the favorite things that I teach, is a simple
Okay,
method.
So tell us about where you're teaching that, and I think I'm going to sign up.
I usually do it at a little place in Dania that's called the Spider Web. It's a cafe that specializes in tea. So it creates a lovely, relaxing environment. And the best thing about the process is that I invite people to teach it to others. I had a 14-year-old student who called to say that he taught it to two of his classmates, and they're just having a hoot with it.
And what are your days that you do that?
It's usually on a Friday evening.
On the evening, okay. Mm-hmm. And are these things posted on your website?
Uh-huh. They're under events, under the event page, which is usually updated often.
Okay. That sounds good. And do you have anything upcoming?
There's quite a few events. I'm not sure yet if the September events have been put on the web, but they will be up probably in the next day or two. And I did just want to mention that if someone requires just a bit of guidance, sort of a more immediate nature, then I have something called Ask a Question, which is only $25, and you can call and just get your mind straightened immediately. We do go into some detail.
That's great.
So I'd like you to tell our listeners a little about the audio recording you have on your website. You're the commentator.
I don't recall that one. Tell me about it. Thank you for visiting my website.
The Rejuvenation Meditation.
Oh, the CD. Oh, okay. Yes, there's actually two more on their way up to the website as well. The rejuvenation meditation relaxes you from toe to head. It's a nice, slow process that addresses each piece of the body individually. And there's also note toning involved, which sort of breaks any blocks that would be in those areas as you concentrate on them. So it's done on a subconscious level as well as a conscious level. In other words, verbally, we're directing the mind into the body, and the tones are clearing subconsciously what the body isn't able to release, because your mind creates stories. If your knee is sore, you're holding the story, my knee is sore, my knee is sore. So when you come to that part of the body, relaxing it, then you automatically say, you know, subconsciously, my knee is sore. But when the tone comes in, it interrupts that thought so that you can actually relax that part of the body. It's quite a beautiful meditation.
Wow, that's great. And I see it's a 12-minute meditation,
mm-hmm.
which is nice because it doesn't require listening to 60 minutes of a meditation or music to get the full effect.
Exactly. And my intention behind that is that I have a tendency to get bored if a meditation runs on for too long. So I try to find that perfect time that it's sort of like a 10-minute coffee break,
mm-hmm.
where you can just relax totally.
I love that. Well, I encourage you to go and check out Cynthia's website and get onto that little meditation, because that's my thoughts too, Cynthia, is like being able to have those few moments, even, you know, a few times during the day or the evening, and, you know, have that 10-minute time with yourself that is so valuable, and so many people are in such a rush that they don't take that time for themselves, and that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. I've had a lot of good feedback about that meditation. There's one woman who wrote to say that she had her husband send her iPod or some batteries or something. I forget what it was, but she was with her parents, and she needed that meditation. So she would put on her headphones when things got too exciting for her and then be able to come blissfully back into the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because since I started this new path, I've been sending women to the bathroom to clear whatever is happening in the moment. In other words, as a woman, in the middle of any argument, you can always say, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Because, you know, people understand how women's bodies work, and if a woman's got to go, who knows what's coming out at that moment. So everybody's happy to let you run to the bathroom. But in the meantime, you found a great way to get out of a stressful situation. And as the stressful situation keeps elevating, you know, it's clear to everyone this is not the way out. More yelling, more shouting is not going to be the way out. But sometimes it's difficult to stop it. It's difficult to say I'm sorry, or it's difficult to stop yelling. But if you remember you have to go to the bathroom, that's a great way just to get out of it for a moment and diffuse the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one, ladies?
Go to the bathroom.
That's great. Well, we do have a listener that has been on, and I'm not sure if they have a question for you, but I'd like to at least acknowledge that we do have a listener, and if they do have a question, I think this would be a good time to bring them in. So let me try to bring them in and see if they're actually on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Do we have a listener in Kansas City? Okay, I guess not. I guess sometimes they call in just to listen to the show if they don't have access to a computer. So we have a listener listening with their phone, but they don't have a question. So,
and
Cynthia, before...
And that's actually a great thing about this show, is that you can listen on the telephone from wherever you are. Who would have thought you could listen to a radio show on the telephone? That's amazing.
It is amazing.
You know what? That's a great thing, because I have not been telling people that, actually, in my my, you know, sending out information and about the show, is I have been talking to them about going online, and now that you brought that to mind, I'm going to be able to tell them that they can actually listen from wherever they are on their phone.
Did I mention I'm a business consultant?
Did I tell you we're calling you back? Stay by the phone, okay?
So do you ladies have a question I could answer for you this morning?
Well, we do, actually. One of the things that we're working on with our show, because we have gotten such great feedback and we do want to take it to the next level, and we want to, you know, we want to broaden our listenership, and we've got, you know, bring some great people on for people to listen to, and go ahead, Patty.
You've just given her the story.
Oh, that's right. What do you think what do you think our next step is for our show?
Okay, so I just need you both to take a nice deep breath. All right, so there's a few things that come up immediately. The one is to connect with people that have, I want to say, a large readership. Have them on as interviewees so that they can send out the information about the show to their list as well. The other one is to advertise this on Facebook, to post the show every single week and who the guest is. On Facebook. Are you guys on Facebook?
Yes, and we do that.
Okay. Oh, then I guess I'm not your friend because I didn't receive anything. Will you make me your friend?
We'll make you our friend, yes.
Okay, great. And the third thing is, and I'm happy to brainstorm with you about this offline, there's not really a clarity of where you see yourself going. So you kind of have this idea of larger, but not really specifically what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And the clearer that you can get, the clearer your request is, the easier it is to fulfill that. So in other words, instead of saying just larger, you could set a number of listeners you want.
5,000. 500,000.
500,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Does Blog Talk hold that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Well, does Blog Talk hold that many?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Then you need to spread out the network of contacts that you have.
Right. And did you say anything about sponsors?
Yes. It's like an eatery, I want to call it, like a bagel shop, that kind of thing. Do you actually approach people for sponsorship?
A lot of times we have had people that have contacted us, and we will go after some people that, you know, depending on how much time that we have to put into it, to go out. We have had some great sponsors with Susie Q from
Natural
Awakenings, and we have a great cell phone chip that's one of our sponsors, and a Fear Institute of letting go of fear and trauma center.
Wow. Another thing that might be interesting is to match your guest speaker up with their favorite restaurant. In other words, when you're about to have someone on the show, ask them if they have a favorite restaurant,
that's
beauty parlor,
great.
Or somewhere.
Yes. What is their favorite of anything?
Yeah.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Then, that might be a sponsorship opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're happy to promote someone or something they've received good service from.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. That's great. Thank you. And yeah.
My pleasure.
I think that's some great information. So maybe we will hook up with you a little bit for a few more things. I do want to see you. I want to go up to the Friday night. So you'll see us either this Friday or next.
Excellent.
All right. And
we have a few more minutes. Is there something you'd like to tell our listeners before we sign off? And also I'd like for you to give your contact information for your website.
All right. I would just like to share that I wrote a book. And the book is called The Bible for Body Maintenance. Because people are always wondering, you know, about their body and is this healthy and what else should they be doing and all this kind of story. So it's The Bible for Body Maintenance, and it has one commandment in it. And the commandment is, listen to your inner guidance. The end. Love and hugs, Cynthia.
Wow. That's bad, Cynthia.
That's all we need. All we need to do is go inside and ask what's in our highest good. And that's the way, actually, I found myself eating a red pepper for breakfast one morning. Because I just opened the fridge and I said, you know, what should I have for breakfast? And I was directed to a red pepper, which I would not have chosen as a breakfast food normally. I would picture it more chopped up in a salad or something. And so I just opened it and ate it like an apple. It was so delicious.
Wow.
And that's what your body was asking for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So when we learn how to listen to our inner guidance, then we're more on path with what serves us. Then we don't have to go to a lecture where they're telling us about these phenomenal products that we can buy and, you know, will serve our body. While we're listening to the lecture, we can actually ask, is that best for me?
Mm-hmm.
So now you know whether to buy that product or not, or what part of the product you should buy, or do you need the whole line, or it's wonderful. You can use it for everything. Should you buy this book? Is there a better book for me? Should I, you know, open this email? Should I answer the telephone? That's one of my favorite ones. When the phone rings, I always ask, should I answer it? And I'll receive some feeling of energy. So sometimes I'll receive a feeling of energy that's just joyous and bubbly. And other times I feel a sort of constricted feeling. So in those times I don't answer the phone, and it always turns out to be someone soliciting.
Hmm. Great. Well, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared with us.
You always amaze us. Thank you. So we're down to the last minute. Why don't you give your website out again, and then we'll have to sign off for the show.
All right. The website is CynthiaSiegel.com, and Siegel is SEGAL.com, and the phone number is 305-389-1887. And thank you for today so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a great day, and we hope to see you soon.
Great.
Okay.
All right, Cynthia. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it, listeners. You've been listening to Cynthia Siegel on the Good News Show, and I do want to acknowledge our caller from Atlanta. We're sorry we didn't get your question, but you could always email us at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. We'll forward that on to Cynthia. Or better yet, go to her website and you can speak directly with her. Thank you for being loyal listeners. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye-bye.